Right, we're here at the Combine, just another step on the road to the draft for the Browns in terms of helping continue to build this roster. You got 10 picks this year, two in the first round. Again, what are you looking for at the Combine, and how important is it to the overall evaluation process?
I think it's a critical part of the evaluation process. You know, the large part of the Combine is the medical. You get the chance to finally get your doctors to interview the kids, figure out what's wrong or what's not wrong, or who's healthy, who's not. Another big part of it is the interviews, getting a chance to spend some time with the kid one-on-one and talk to him. Those are critical pieces that we look at, and not to mention the on-the-field stuff where you get to see the kids' athleticism shine through.
Talk about the interviews. How important is that to kind of the overall process, and what are you trying to get out of the interviews?
The interviews are different for everybody. There's guys that they're wholesome and everybody knows that everything's great. There's guys that everything's not so clear, and so you got to figure out some of those missing pieces to the puzzle. We try to use those interviews to get as much of that knowledge as we can.
What's your favorite question that you ask people in the interviews?
My favorite question I ask guys in interviews, I jump around. I'm kind of a there are canned questions that we ask guys. I think the biggest one for me is tell me about your toughness. Tell me about, you know, how do you now, do you love football? And some guys don't answer that question right. It seems like it's a layup, but it's not. It's never a layup.
It should be a layup. That's right. I love football. That's why I'm here. So you come to the Combine. You have your board set at this point going into it?
We have a board established. I would say that set is a relative term. It kind of moves and ebbs and flows as you get more information. Then guys tend to tick up or down. What you try to avoid, though, are the gaping gaps where you have guys that jettison up the board or go down the board based upon one singular piece of information.
Do you feel that the process has evolved from last year as your first year as a GM? Now you kind of have your scouting department put together. How has that process changed maybe from your first year here to your second year?
Different. We've added in different layers. We've had a better chance to establish kind of where we are earlier in the process, and that leads more time to answer some of those, you know, finite questions that you're trying to dig to.
If you learned one thing from last year's draft process that you wanted to apply this year, maybe make a change, what would it be?
Stay focused on what you know to be the truth. There's a lot of opportunity and there's a lot of noise that kind of goes on throughout the process. And you hear, you see, you watch, and everything that seemingly could be another inkling of information that could help you could derail you. And so I think staying focused on the pieces that really matter is really what it comes down to.
In your second year as a general manager, you have your second offensive coordinator. So I'm sure last year you involved Kyle. You wanted to get guys that fit that system. Now John DeFilippo's here. How incorporated is he, and how important to you is getting somebody who fits this system as opposed to getting the best player?
I think it's very important. I go back to the point of you want to make sure that the skill set matches how you're going to utilize the player. It would serve us no purpose. If we took we'll take the low-hanging fruit. If we took a wide receiver that he runs 4.140 and he can run over the top and beat anybody vertical, but we never throw the ball vertical. So you got to find skill sets to match how you want to play and then put guys in those situations.
So here you are, again, 10 picks, a lot of money under the salary cap, really an opportunity to help solidify this roster. Now in your second year, how much more confident do you feel with these resources at your disposal to go ahead and really make a big jump for this team in 2015?
I feel good. I think that it's always a part of the process. You got to recognize that in every situation, in every team, you're generally harder on your team than the rest of the league is. So you may think you have more holes than your opponents realize that you have. So how do you address those is really what it comes down to. It's about ranking and ordering which needs and which positions we care to address, and then taking those resources that are available and trying to do that. Now, the oddball part is that sometimes what you may see as a need, there may not be an answer to the question. So you got to balance those things off with what's available out there in the market versus what you're able to actually add to your team.
If you could say one thing to the Dog Pound about your plans for this offseason with this draft, with this cap money, what would it be?
Remember to stay focused on the plan. Is that moving forward, it's all about us trying to improve our football team. And that's all it comes down to. There's no hidden agenda. There's no secrets. It's all about improving the football team. Name recognition doesn't matter. Pedigree doesn't matter. What matters is performance. And people recognize when you win. People don't recognize the rest of it.